Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our show next week in Atlanta at the Fox Theater. Hi, you're in Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Ryan from Seabrook, Texas.
Hey, where is Seabrook, Texas?
It's a suburb of Houston.
And what do you do there?
I design Christmas trees 10,000 feet under the water.
That seems like a cruel thing to do to a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's not really a Christmas tree. They put that on top of the well to direct the oil where it needs to go.
Oh, so these are these things in the bottom of the ocean that sort of cap the wells.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
You didn't design the BP one, did you?
No, that's
that was some other guy.
That was a friend of mine.
That's my brother.
Well, Ryan, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Here is your first limerick.
We look at this building askance. The towers adopt a wide stance. Above, they're conjoined. It looks like a groin. Our skyscraper looks just like...
I have absolutely no idea.
Well, it rhymes. It rhymes with askance and stance. That's a hint.
Pants?
Yes, pants! Very good. It was supposed to be China's answer to the Arc de Triomphe, but when British design firm RMJM unveiled the towering Gate to the East skyscraper, what people saw in the design instead was, quote, a giant pair of pants. Critics are now calling it, quote, Pence of the East. Employees there are working hard, hoping one day to end up in the coveted crotch office. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Peaceful cinemas found their harbinger. Let's just hope cell phone culprits aren't injured. We've got stealthy recruits in some dark skin-tight suits. Yes, we've stocked empty seats with some...
Boots?
No, rhymes with harbinger.
Nothing rhymes with harbinger.
This does...
Injured.
This does... Stealthy, dark skin-tight suits. How about ninjas?
Ninjas. Oh,
three British theaters have hired ninjas.
Wow.
Who pounce on people during the movie if they are disrupting other audience members. We thought you'd like this idea. You're chatting on the phone, and you look up and you think, wow, this 3D in the cinema is really amazing. It looks like that ninja throwing star is coming right from my head. The ninjas are doing great. They do complain, though, it's so hard to sneak up on their victims in silence when their feet keep sticking to the floor.
And incidentally, as a limerick, that was not up there with their once was a man from Nantucket.
No, well... You rhyme, ninja. All right, here is your last limerick.
Let's determine the president's vote on who might keep a vessel afloat. Let that seal the fate for our grand ship of state. Tell us, who would you trust with a...
boat?
Yes, a boat. According to a new Washington Post poll, President Obama narrowly beats Mitt Romney when it comes to which candidate voters would want to captain their ship in a storm. That's what the poll asked them. But what are voters thinking? There is no way President Obama knows more than Mitt Romney when it comes to yachting. If you were in a ship in a storm and it started to sink, Captain Obama would try to negotiate in good faith with the ocean. While Captain Romney, much more effective, would simply step onto his other boat. Good grief. Bill, how did Ryan do in our quiz?
Well, he did great. He got 2 out of 3, and that's enough to win Carl Kessel's voice on his voicemail.
Well done.
Hey, hey.
Congratulations, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.